have major initiatives in the Holy See with the establishment of a new department of the Holy See for the new evangelisation. It's important in the work of the Bishops' Conference, and it's also recognised in the initiative of the Holy Father for us to hold a year of faith from next October through to the following November. And if our discussions in the Bishops' Conference earlier this week are anything to go by, most dioceses are beginning to fashion their plans for that year of faith, particularly as a year in which we will try to deepen our shared understanding of the faith. And I think it's important today too, because it helps us to recall and be motivated by the remarkable visit of Pope Benedict to this country, which gave us as the Catholic community, I think, a new spur of hope and of determination. But this theme that you're addressing today is also important for very personal reasons, because the loss of faith or the absence from the practice of faith is something which touches many families and many friendships. Faith is of great value to those who are, as you were, have put their lives into the community of faith. So when it is lost or even scorned by somebody close to them, then this is a theme that is very, very important and often quite painful in the lives that they share. So I would like to suggest that your work today is essentially about relationships. It's essentially about how people relate together and how those relationships are the vehicle by which faith is shared or indeed lost. Just a few headline comments from me on different aspects of this theme. And I'm going to do no more than headlines, just maybe to give you some prompts for the day. The little bits of sociological research I've read suggest these things. That people drift away or leave the church because of hurt or simply because of neglect. That much is pretty straightforward. But what is interesting is that those who are asked, who have left, who have gone, comment quite often that nobody seemed to notice, whether I was there or not. And also, at the same time, people who we ask say that they are open to a request. They're open to the suggestion that they might want to talk about how this happened. 95% said yes, they would welcome an approach which addressed this issue in their lives. And then the third thing from this little bit that I've read tells us that returning to the church, returning to the practice of their faith within a community, is not that easy. Crossing the threshold, the title for today, is not a single and a simple step. Some more headlines. If this work that you're addressing today is essentially about relationships, then it is about relationships within the family, within the community of the church, but most essentially, our relationship with the Lord. In all of these relationships, life and faith are intertwined, because they are the two great gifts that we receive from God. In the family, life and faith go together. Parents are the givers of life and the first teachers of the faith. And they often figure in the story of the breakdown of faith and often in the repairing of faith. In my experience, it's often husbands and wives and children who bring each other back to the practice of the faith. But families don't do all this work on their own, but within a wider community, especially the community of the church. And it's true to say that within the community of the church, the role of the priest is crucial, because he is the one who stands at the altar, and therefore the potential in the priest is key, and that can be for good and it can be for harm, that we know. And then thirdly, this is about a relationship with the Lord, and in him and with him and through him, how we enter into the mystery of God. Now that relationship, the way we live in the context of the mystery of God, is constantly changing and growing. And it needs space, it needs recognition. And maybe more than anything else, it needs to find a voice, an expression, in words and in practice. And I hope that during the day you look at some of the ways in which faith finds a voice, finds an expression, which is very sensitive to those on the edge or who have stepped away from its practice. Some of you may have watched the BBC film called Catholics, Women, which was the voice of women who spend time and pray in Westminster Cathedral. I thought it was a remarkable piece of film because it showed how central the relationship with the Lord of those women was to the account of their lives that they gave. And it showed, and I know from people who have spoken to me after watching it, it showed, in a phrase that a relative of mine used, it showed that there's room in the church even for me. A person whose life is not particularly conforming to the patterns for which we might strive. But she said, listening to the women speak on that film, sensing that essentially it was about their relationship with the Lord, gave her a clear understanding that there's room in the church for her too. So faith, finding an expression, finding voice in prayer and in silence, in conversation, in debate, and in simple action, I would like to suggest might be at the heart of the things that you explore today. Thank you very much for coming together. I'm sure this will be a productive and stimulating day, and I hope every single one of you go away with two or three things, practical things, that you're going to try, treasures that you will take from this day, which I'm very grateful indeed is taking place. Thank you very much.